Together, we win. An unusual match. A football player runs down the pitch with the ball. People watch with excitement, but they don't shout or cheer. The only sounds come from the football pitch. The ball makes a sound when it moves. The players and coaches shout to each other. This is an unusual match. All of the players, except the goalkeepers, are blind and wear blindfolds. Although he is blind, the player with the ball is skillful. He runs with the ball to the goal. The other players run after him. He hears a teammate shout, "Hey!" and he quickly passes the ball. That player feels the ball with his feet. He hears someone knock on the goalpost and shout, 8 meters to the left. He turns and shoots. The ball flies past the goalkeeper. It's a goal. Teamwork. In any sport, it's important to work as a team. Even star players can't win a match on their own. In a blind football team, teamwork is even more important. Each team has 5 players. The goalkeeper can see, but the other 4 can't. So how do they pass the ball, defend their goal, or take a shot? They listen to different sounds on the football pitch. With bells inside it, the football can make sounds when it moves. In this way, all the players know where the ball is. The players need to shout, "Hey!" and "Ah!" to make other players know their places. Goalkeepers and coaches also shout to help their team attack or defend. The players have to react quickly when they hear a sound. Every goal is the result of great teamwork. The team leader. As a Chinese saying goes, 1 minute of success requires 10 years of practice. This is even more true for a blind football team. They spend a long time training together. The coach, as the leader of the players, is very important. The most important thing for the coach is to help the players to fight their fear. Zhang Jiabin was the captain of the Chinese men's blind football team at the Tokyo Paralympics. He once said, "It's all black in front of you, and you still have to run." At first, it was really scary, and I didn't dare to run at full speed. The coach has to encourage the players to be brave. Often, many of the players have never kicked a ball or haven't learnt to do it in the right way. So coaches have to teach the players football skills from the basics. Sometimes, the coach must hold a player's foot to show the right position or movement. He also shows the player how much power to use. Although he is not blind, the coach himself also practices playing football with a blindfold. This helps him to better feel the body's movements. Then, he can show the players how their muscles should move. The coach shows them again and again before the players master it. Even a basic movement may require over a month of coaching. Team building. The players also learn to recognize their teammates' voices. During a match, the players shout out to tell others where they are. Then they can pass the ball to each other. The players need to be very familiar with their teammates. To do this, the coach encourages the players to spend time together off the field. In some teams, the players even live together. They learn a lot about each other and become close friends. This means when they hear a voice on the pitch, they can recognize it right away. When the players understand each other, their performance improves. This makes them a much more efficient team. Training hard together. Blind athletes have to train to be strong. In training and matches, the players from one side run forwards with the ball to attack. The other team's players follow the sound of the ball and try to get it. As both sides can't see, they often crash into each other. They may get injured this way. Some blind players have even broken their noses more than once. The players have to be very strong in order not to let these accidents happen. The rest of the team is relying on them to continue the game. They work hard to build up their muscles. It is very tiring to train, but no one complains. Each player wants to play their part well in the match. Their success is the result of all their hard work. A dream team. Blind football was first included in the Paralympics in Athens in 2004. China set up its first men's blind football team in 2006. Since then, the team has won many matches. Between 2007 and 2025, they won the Asian Championships 7 times. They also came 3rd in 2 World Cups and 2nd in 1 Olympic Games. As the coach of the team said, team spirit is the key to success. Other teams know that they have to work hard to compete with the Chinese team. Their success has drawn more people's attention to blind people. They have shown that blind people can play sports just as well as sighted people. With a positive attitude, anyone can follow their dreams and do great things. Even though they cannot see, these players are truly amazing athletes. Wang Yafeng, known as Blind Football King, was one of the first generation of blind football players in China. He was the captain of the Chinese men's blind football team from 2013 to 2016. When this team started playing, the sport was very new. The coaches even had to make the footballs themselves. But Wang Yafeng's team cracked all the problems and won lots of matches. We will never forget the pride in our heart when the national anthem played, he said. Though we couldn't see with our eyes the national flag rising. At present, the number of blind football players in China is increasing. They play because they love the game. China does not have professional leagues for blind players. The players usually have a job. But when they are needed to play for the national team, they will always answer the call. A ray of light. Football has shone a ray of light into the dark world of these blind people. Zhang Jiabin said that football has changed him a lot. Because I couldn't see, I was afraid of going out much. After I joined the football team, I made friends and I was much happier. Another player said, "Blind football is not just about playing the game. It has given us confidence and a purpose in life." After he retired, Wang Yafeng became a coach at the blind school he once attended. He wanted to inspire children just like his coach had inspired him. He often tells the students, "Let your teammates hear you. With team spirit, they can work together and do anything." Although the blind players live in darkness, blindness doesn't take away their courage. They show the world the light inside their hearts. Word bank. Blindfold. Blindness. Coaching. Darkness. Goalkeeper. Goalpost. Injure. Knock. League. National anthem. Paralympics. Pitch. Shot. Sighted. Teammate.